Archaeologists are usually known to dig holes, but they were working to fill them last night in Millsville.
When you look on a map of archaeological sites in Wisconsin, there's a real black hole around Clark County.
Ryan Howell of the Wisconsin Archaeology Society conducted an archaeology roadshow at the Millsville Public Library Wednesday night. The turnout exceeded expectations, as Howell estimated well over 100 people attended, bringing literally thousands of artifacts for Howell and his team of experts to examine and then document for posterity.
And so what we're doing here is we're doing an artifact show where people can come in, see displays of artifacts. They can bring in artifacts that may have been sitting in a shoebox or that they found in their field, get them dated. We record the sites, so we get the information and get to add sites to kind of our database of sites. And we get to kind of get out in the public and educate the public about archaeology and historic preservation.
Howell says this year has been a turning point in documenting historic artifacts from Clark County. He estimates the number of arrowheads, bird points, and other Native American artifacts logged here has tripled. One of the driving forces behind the renaissance of interest in the area is in the possession of Keith Scarce, a quartz crystal Clovis point found in the Loyal area. Howell estimates the piece dates back some 12,000 years. It's one of only six quartz crystal Clovis points found in the entire United States, and the only one found here in Wisconsin. Scarce was also on hand last night, sharing his love of artifacts with dozens of interested onlookers.
And the name comes from Clovis, New Mexico. A number of years back, the archaeologists were working in that area, and they come across this blade, and so they named it after the Clovis, the town of Clovis. Now, this blade, you are finding Clovis blades other than the white quartz, but what makes it so rare is this fractures easy, and to make a blade that's not quite 3 inches long is hard.
Scarce has his prized possession framed separately from the dozens and dozens of other artifacts that he brought to show off.
I started at 13 years old, and I'm 63, going on 4 now. The rarity and the quality often brings in. Mm-hmm. It's not a museum piece because the very tip is broke off, but it's still rare enough that it would probably bring a fair price if I sold it. But I just can't bring myself thinking of wanting to sell it. You know, it's like, you know, you get a Cadillac and you're the only one with a Cadillac in town. You feel pretty good.
The Clovis point Scarce has was probably used as a spear.